Okay, we I just saw a couple of days' work. This week's about kind of healing, mending. Guys that need a little rest got a little rest, and we'll come back out of the weekend. Players will have the weekend, and come back out of this thing ready to roll in the last seven, basically the second half. Got a big challenge starting out with the Patriots. We'll get into them next week, but. Obviously getting to jump ahead on them a little bit and want to come out of this thing ready to have a great second half. So, questions?
The starting offensive line didn't practice yesterday or today, I believe. What was the design in targeting that group specifically to just rest?
Well, we just did what we thought was best with the guys that have taken a lot of snaps. Some of the other guys were cut down, so we put together a plan how we wanted to approach this week and just went about our business. Message? Be smart, you know, make good choices out there, get back here re-energized and focused and ready to have a great week of practice leading into our game in Mexico City.
You watch games Sunday, or are you as a fan, or is
yeah, Sunday? Yeah. No, I always tune in. I miss. It's ball. I'll watch games on Saturday.
Okay.
So I'll watch some tonight. Yeah, I enjoy watching football, so I'll look at it. And but we'll take full advantage of the time that we have here. Make sure we're ready to roll.
How beneficial do you see it, when it comes to the Mexico trip, going to the country the day before the game, rather than spending a week and trying to acclimate or anything like that?
Well, you either have time to acclimate or it's best to go in there as late as possible. So we're not going to be there for 2 weeks, so our thought is to treat it a lot like we do the Denver game, go in the night before.
Have a chance to do a lot of self-scouting, a lot of reflection on the first nine games of the season. How has that process been so far, and what can you get out of that?
Yeah, we don't wait until the bye to do that type of work, but we do have a chance to go and really focus in on it. So, yeah, I think we come out of it individually. You come out of it with techniques we want to refine, areas that need clarification for some reason or another, make sure that we're getting that. And then it's really a great time to continue to develop our young players. Because one of the things that we'll count on, we go down this stretch here, is some of these young players are going to come up and play. And so we want to continue to develop them, work them, build their confidence in what we're doing.